Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. You're listening to the Contact Program. I am Pat Shea, your host. Today we have a very interesting show planned. We have Tom Glazel, the CEO of Goodwill of North Central Pennsylvania, and Brenda Gorham. She is the Goodwill Vice President of Mission Services. And today we're going to talk about the different services that Goodwill has. You know, we're all aware of their clothing and their stores and their other household items, but Goodwill is a lot more. And those clothing sales and the household goods sales funds all these programs. And today we're going to hear about it. So I want to introduce Brenda Gorham. Thank you for coming, Brenda.
Thanks for having me.
And Tom Glazel, the CEO. Thanks for coming.
Hi, Pat. Good to see you.
Well, thank you. Let's jump right into a couple of your programs, because I know our viewers probably aren't familiar with many of them. So let's go ahead and start with what's your current topic of interest as far as your programs go?
Okay, that is an understatement. I ask people all the time what they know about Goodwill. In interviews, people in the street, my friends, the heart of Goodwill is mission services. So people donate. Yes, we sell. We have wonderful items, but that all goes to fund the individuals that we serve. One of the main things that we've been working very hard, probably in our second year now, is our reentry program, and that is along with other PA Goodwills. We help individuals who are incarcerated. We go in behind the walls and start with a curriculum that helps them get ready for joining their community. It is done amazing. We've had zero recidivism among the PA Goodwills.
Wow, that's fantastic, because I know recidivism is a huge topic in the criminal justice field, with typically a very high percent come back into the system. It seems like it's a revolving door for many. So what do you think you're doing with your reentry program that helps prevent them from going back?
I think it stems to the organized way we went about it to start. We had a lead Goodwill that kind of got the ball rolling with labor and industry to follow the grant terms. From then on, it was meeting after meeting to make sure that we were all on the same page, that we were covering the entire state, and that we were all doing things the same.
Yeah. And I think the big thing is when we're behind the walls in McKean County and we work with someone who's being released, when their day comes and they move to Philadelphia to be back with their family, we hand them off directly to the Goodwill that covers that area. Because we have every county in Pennsylvania covered by a Goodwill, it's a soft handoff. It's not just, okay, we taught you your lessons for the last 6 months, get out there and do it. We're handing them off.
That is fantastic. And I guess that's the key. Idle hands end up getting in trouble. So if you keep them busy, that works great.
True.
I'm curious, you mentioned you hand them off to maybe the Philadelphia Goodwill. How many different Goodwill districts are there in Pennsylvania?
There are nine, but they're not just Pennsylvania. So Ashtabula Goodwill for Ashtabula, Ohio covers two counties in Pennsylvania. New Jersey Goodwill covers Philadelphia County. Delaware Goodwill covers Delaware County, PA. So there's nine, but they're not just Pennsylvania counties.
Ah, so they overlap, and that certainly makes sense. So that is huge, and you can save the taxpayers a lot of money if you can prevent these individuals from returning to the system. I, a few years ago, heard a stat where it was like $50,000 a year to keep somebody incarcerated in the state prison system. And like everything else, that's probably gone up in the past few years.
I'm sure.
So that is a huge savings. And if you have 0%, that is one heck of a program. So you're saving the taxpayers money.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about Goodwill's clothing, and one of the things that I hear occasionally is people will say, why do they charge for this stuff? It's donated. Well, I today I'm wearing a Goodwill outfit. My shirt came from Goodwill Sunday and Monday sales and these pants as well. And I'm a big believer in the Goodwill clothing. And I know from talking to you guys in the past that you have a lot of expenses. And everybody knows that all those expenses have gone up considerably. There isn't any bill that I have that hasn't gone up double digits in the last few years. Can you talk a little bit about your expenses and what you have to spend the money on?
Sure. So it's amazing. Our payroll, every 2 weeks, we have almost 800 employees now, and our payroll every 2 weeks is approaching $600,000. So, you know, multiply that by 26 payrolls and you can see just the payroll expense, and then taxes, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all that. Everybody all pays that state tax. You know, even though we're a not-for-profit, we still pay payroll taxes. Trash removal. We're spending $450,000, almost $500,000 a year on trash removal now. Transportation, fuel costs. We have 14 commercial vehicles out on the road, and you can just do the math at $6 a gallon, and trucks get 8, 9, 10 miles to the gallon on a good day. It's expensive. It's very expensive to operate. But we have 800 employees, so.
Just our fleet of company cars, too, I want to throw out there. Mission Services, they don't use their own cars, which is a huge benefit to someone in that field. We're one of the only providers that can provide that. And that means that a job coach can go pick up an individual wherever they are and get them to where they need to have their work experience, things like that. I mean, if we didn't have that, I really don't think we would have the staff that we have either, because it's difficult to use your own car.
And a lot of people don't know your service area. You're not just Dubois, Clearfield,
right.
Punxsie. Can you talk a little bit about your coverage area
Sure.
for the North Central Pennsylvania?
You're asking me to dig deep here, Pat. So, but we have 13 counties. We're up to Warren County, across the northern tier to Tioga County, and then you head south down. Lycoming County is not our county, but we have an agreement with Harrisburg Goodwill where we have a store in Lycoming County. And then we're down to Renova, over to State College, back over through Dubois, down to Clarion, and then back north to Warren. So that 13 counties in north central PA.
So you're all over, and I guess you have to truck all that stuff. So you have a fleet of trucks that you have to maintain and fill the gas tank, or the diesel tank, I guess, for the trucks. And gosh, I've seen the price of diesel. That's crazy.
It is.
And what is your newest store that you have right now?
The last one we opened was Brookville. We moved our Brookville store from Main Street out onto the Boulevard. And we are well under construction in St. Mary's out on the Million Dollar Highway. I'm hoping for early August opening the store. We've run into a few issues there, but we are making really good progress.
Well, that is good to hear. And I was imagining you were going to mention your Kane store, which means a lot to me because that's where I was born. Mm-hmm. And I hear it's going very well.
The Kane store, it's a recycled Rite Aid. So not only do we recycle clothing and household goods, but we recycle buildings. And it is fantastic. Every time I walk in that store, I still say it. This is my favorite store now. It's beautiful. If you haven't been there, go visit.
I was going to go on your opening day, but I couldn't make it. But that is great that you can take advantage of those beautiful buildings that Rite Aid had. And that's certainly a shame and a loss to the area to have lost those. You also have a driver's ed program and some other things that you do.
Yes.
And that's lacking. Unless you're in school, driver's ed hasn't been available to adults that I'm aware of. But go ahead and mention your next program.
I'll talk a little bit about that. So same thing. The driver ed instructor covers the 13 counties. We work a lot through referrals from OVR, and then we have a lot of county agreements like Pence Run, which is local to us. We have a lot of kids come through there. But we also do, I would say we're about half and half now with self-pay. Parents, adults who just have never learned, contact us. Our instructor The only thing they need to have is their permit in place. However, he gives guidance if they don't have a permit on how to get that and how to study for it. But he does all the behind-the-wheel training. This is one person, which I'll throw that out there. We're currently looking for staff in that department.
Wow.
But he does behind-the-wheel training with an individual. If they do 6 hours, he can issue a certificate. So, of course, most people do that. We encourage people to check with insurance. Often there's a discount. We can't assure that, but we encourage them to find out if that gives you any discount because someone might not need 6 hours either. He's had people who can learn, who had maybe even experience with four-wheelers or what have you. They don't need to pay for 6 hours, but if they need it for that, then we encourage it. That's a booming program now.
I'm sure. Judging by what I see with people driving around, there's a lot of people that could benefit from that program.
A little remedial training.
Yes. Yes. Maybe the police could make a referral.
That would be a great idea.
We won't give you a citation if you'll take some driver's ed. That would work. So you have some other programs, and I really appreciate you explaining them because I'm sure most of our listeners aren't aware of what programs Goodwill has.
Okay. So in particular, when you mentioned Kane, we just recently completed a brand new program. And it was through OVR funded. We're very happy because we've been wanting to provide more services in the Kane area. The P2P program and how that works, I think most people who are parents will agree because that's where I saw the value. It's a group of students. The employment specialist goes in and also does a curriculum based on life skills. So she did hygiene, she did housing, she did financial, all different subjects. But the afternoon part of that class was affiliated with that subject. So the banking, the day they did financial, they also then went to a credit union in the afternoon, had a tour, talked to someone in the building who actually could give the kids info on having a bank account, savings account, talk to them about loans, all the different things that the kids aren't exposed to. It was wonderful. We're going to have another one in fall. We're hoping to be in the Kane High School again. That school was very wonderful to work with, very supportive of their students. They made sure the kids were there. There were 8 students to keep track of. Also helped with the transporting in the afternoon time. So we're really working hard to get more services in the Kane area. We see that that's been lacking.
Well, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I know Kane, with their Chamber of Commerce, is very receptive to whatever is going on in the community. And they one thing that has always surprised me about Kane, no matter how bad the weather, there's always some activity. Kane keeps themselves busy, so I'm sure they take advantage of your services. So you have a couple others that you wanted to mention. Go ahead and jump into your next service.
Oh, so the one we're starting now is the Goodwill My Works. We've done it for several summers. This year we're lucky enough to have 2 different counties. We'll be in Mill Hall with a group of students. They'll work for the borough. And what that looks like is a job coach, again, will go and assist the students and do whatever tasks the borough is looking for. And it teaches these kids to show up on time, to wear what they need. The supplies that they need are, of course, purchased for them. We'll take care of that. However, they need to know the importance. You have to follow all the safety guidelines the borough has. And then the other one will be in Punxsie, a Gobbler's Knob. We have yet to find out what the tasks will be, but we've never been associated with that. So we're excited another group will go there. So this year we got 2. We're hoping to keep this going because we find it so valuable for these kids. It gives them a little feel, and they get paid. They are paid for all their hours.
And I'm sure they appreciate that.
And selfishly, we're setting up future employees. When that's the plan behind being in the schools and working with the youth is when they graduate from high school, we offer a place for them to come work.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And that's building a wonderful skills. Learning experience. I can tell you as an employer, I get very frustrated with, first of all, when you're interviewing, getting them to show up for a scheduled interview. And then if you hire them, getting them to show up for the first day of work, that's always frustrating. Oh,
we have people that spend the time online. We use an online HR system. They'll spend the 2 hours setting up their profile and everything, all their bank information, everything, and then they don't show up for work.
It's really amazing, but I'm hearing those stories from virtually all employers.
Yeah.
And you think you've targeted an employee and then they don't show. And not long ago, we had somebody who just disappeared for a week and came back to work and thought that was okay. So we had to explain to them that that wasn't okay.
Yeah.
And they're no longer employed with us. So you never know what to expect.
Yes.
Well, let's go to a message. And we'll be right back to hear more about Goodwill's mission services.
Lifespan Family Services provides foster care and adoption services. How do you become a foster resource parent? Well, there is a check done to make sure you are financially, physically, and mentally fit to care for a child. Clearances must be obtained, your home inspected, and trainings provided. You probably qualify, but you must apply to know for sure. Call LifespanFamilyServices.com to apply to become a foster parent. That's LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Okay, so we're back, and if you're just joining us, we have Brenda Gorm, Vice President of Mission Services, and Tom Glazel, the CEO of Goodwill of North Central Pennsylvania. They service about 25 stores.
27.
You have a couple new ones that I didn't count in there. And they're in 13 counties. And they don't just sell clothing. They have a variety of services. And Tom and Brenda have been explaining several of their services. One of them was a prisoner reentry program, and they have a couple others that educate new hires to learn the protocol of going to work and wearing the appropriate clothing and meeting whatever requirements a workplace that sponsors them might require. And those are things that are desperately needed. And with the prisoner reentry, we mentioned about the savings to the taxpayer, because they have a very low recidivism rate. In fact, you can't get lower than 0%, and that's what they currently have. I'm anxious to hear if that holds true for the long term.
Yeah, let me give you a few more statistics on that, Pat, that I think everybody will find interesting. We've served not just our Goodwill, but the 9 Goodwills participating. We've served about 800 people so far.
That's wonderful.
About 65% of them have jobs. Somewhere between an entry-level job and their career job. We keep track of that. Is it an entry-level? Is it a mid-level? Is it their career that they want to be, like a truck driver? And the average wage of those people is nearing $22 an hour. So we're not putting them in $10 an hour jobs either. We're, you know, and there's, you mentioned the money. There is a lot of money available out there to train people that are coming out of incarceration, and truck driving and things like that are huge, and the grant pays for them to go do that. And we've had a very good success rate, and we're super excited to be in this new arena that Goodwill has never entered before.
Well, that's fantastic. It's cheaper to train them than it is to lock them up.
Yes.
And it's certainly better for society if we can keep them out of jail and make them productive workers. And that wage is fantastic. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm sure a lot of people have in their mind that they're working for a very low wage.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard. They're hard hires. You know, a lot of people out in the world don't want to take a chance. And I can tell you from our 2 years experience, take a chance.
Mm-hmm. We've taken chances.
Yeah. And we are in this area, we're providing support. So if you hire this individual for at least a year, we're going to be standing there with them, mm-hmm. helping them, calling them, checking in with them, checking in with the employer. So we mitigate some of that risk for you.
So with the follow-up, if you have an issue, do you help them with whatever the issue might be?
Yes.
So I'm glad Tom brought that up, because we didn't get to what happens next when they get out in their community. He's 100% right. The education manager has meetings, continual meetings, helps them find a job, helps them find a place to live. Finding a place to live, if you have a felony on your record, is very, very difficult. She has figured that out for great many people. They do have to have a job pretty quickly. However, Tom's correct. That can be the A job. Hey, it might be, you know, at McDonald's. Maybe that's not your cup of tea. However, it doesn't end there. She'll stay with them. What is it that you're looking for? And then she'll look into schooling, what have you, to help him get to his career job. So the follow-up is so important. It is a year long. I would say most of the people involved would go longer. We're not really worried about that. Like if someone still needs support, they fall on hard times, call, and she will continue on. In our case, it's a female, but there are education managers across the state. They also know, our education manager knows everyone else too. So with that warm handoff is also not, hey, you're going to be with Goodwill of Keystone. It's going to be, you're going to be with Joe Smith. I know him. I'm going to get you hooked up with him right away. Because they already have that relationship too, to assure that person that it's not going to be a stranger soon. They'll be just like me. You'll know them and they will care.
I'm sure that follow-up is a key to success too, because
definitely.
So many times people get out of jail and I'm shocked at how many people really don't even have a family connection. Mm-hmm. And I've heard of guys that were incarcerated for years and never had a visit, never had a letter.
Yeah.
So that follow-up has to be key to help keep them on track and to help motivate them and help them feel good about themselves and what they're doing. So that sounds like a fantastic program. Did you have any other programs you wanted to highlight?
I think that's good for today.
Those are the best
those
right
are the
now.
The top ones that we're working really hard on today and your donations help support across our communities.
Yes, and I know I personally appreciate those donations, too. Yeah. If you have any XXL shirts, I'll be looking for some more shirts.
We have them in size order, Pat, as you know. So
yes, yeah. And I'll mention that. I had lived on the western edge of Pennsylvania for about 20 years, and the Goodwill district out there, they sorted the clothing by color. And I used to get so annoyed because you might have to look through 50 shirts before I found my size. And guess what? I quit doing it.
Yeah, 23 years ago, our Goodwill did that also.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you changed. And I bet the people didn't know that. We're going to go to another commercial, and we'll be right back to wrap up our talk on Goodwill's mission services.
Hi folks, are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
We're back with Tom Glassell, CEO of Goodwill of North Central PA, and Brenda Gorham, Vice President of Mission Services. And today we wanted to talk about Goodwill's mission services that are funded with the clothing donations and sales and some grants for providing the programs. And they mentioned some programs that are extremely helpful to those in need in the community as far as redirecting them to learn a trade and be aware of what's available work-wise and the support that they provide to those individuals so they can continue being a success. Brenda or Tom, is there anything you'd like to wrap up with as we end the show?
I just want to thank everybody. We rely on the donations from the community. We have 14 attended donation centers. We have a bunch of 90 or 100 steel boxes out there. So donate, 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 and we appreciate everything we get.
Your donations are definitely going to help people, help the public. It isn't lining somebody's pocket. So put those rumors to rest and be willing to give your donations.
Yeah, and come visit us in Falls Creek if you have time and want to go on a tour and see what we do firsthand. You can call our main office and we'll set up a
tour
through the tour with you.
That's a great offer. And folks, if you didn't know it, Goodwill of North Central PA is headquartered right here in Falls Creek, just on the outskirts of the borough. So, thanks for listening today. Have a great day.
Thank you, Pat.